Welcome to the Bayside Church Weekly Message Audio Podcast, Cheltenham.
How we doing? We good? Great night in church so far. Fantastic. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Jacob Cunningham, and I oversee our worship team, our music ministry here at Bayside Church, and it's a privilege for me to be sharing the Word of God with you tonight. Who's excited about the Word of God? Amen, amen. And so we should be. We're continuing our series looking at the book of Ephesians, and this is part five. So we're going to be looking at chapter 5 from the letter to the Ephesian church tonight. And I just want to make mention that last weekend, Pastor Rob preached a phenomenal message out of Ephesians 4. He was talking about the importance of unity in the church and how unity was different or is different to uniformity, and that we also need diversity in the church as well. So if you weren't here last weekend or you want to listen to it again, I'll listen to the message again during the week. You can do that on our website, baysidechurch.com.au. You can watch the video or listen to the audio podcast from last weekend. I really encourage you to have a listen and a watch to that message last weekend. If you need message notes for this evening, again, you can get them on our website, or you can also download them through the YouVersion Bible app as well. The message notes are there for you. So tonight, Ephesians chapter 5. How about we turn there in our Bibles tonight? Ephesians chapter 5. Excellent. As we've been reading through Ephesians, we know that the first three chapters in Ephesians, Paul really gives us a bit of a doctrine as to who we are and what we have in Christ. And then Paul, who's the writer of this letter to the Ephesian church, he then kind of shifts tact a little bit, and he then really explains how we can apply what we've learned in chapters 1 to 3 practically in chapters 4 to 6. So what we're going to be looking at tonight in chapter 5 is some practical advice as to how we live out our lives in Christ Jesus. So if you've got Ephesians chapter 5, we're going to start by reading verses 1 and 2. Paul says, "Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." And we'll continue reading from there in a minute. You know, for me, growing up as a kid, and probably mainly through my early to mid teenage years, I was close to being obsessed with basketball. I lived and breathed and dreamed about basketball. It was basketball, basketball, basketball. I was training midweek. I was playing a couple of games every single week. I loved basketball. And you know, I grew up in a great era of basketball. You see, when I was in my teenage years, I was in the Michael Jordan era. Who knows that was a good era of basketball? You see, it wasn't actually just Michael Jordan by himself, but there were so many amazing players, and I grew up playing basketball and watching these basketball players. And as I was thinking about this message during the week, it reminded me of this phenomenal commercial that was on TV at the time. And it was a commercial to sell Gatorade. Some of you might actually know what I'm going to go to right now, but there's this commercial featuring Michael Jordan, and I want to just take us back to the 90s right now. We're going to get our 90s on. Are you ready to go back to the 90s? Turn your attention to the screens for this clip. It's amazing. This will blow you away.
Sometimes I dream that he is me. Got to see that's how to be.
Just one day.
Oh, isn't that amazing? Don't you remember that from the 90s? How good are the 90s? Let's give it up for the 90s. Like Mike, if I could be like... I wanted to be like Mike. I'm sure I'm not alone. Who wanted to be like Mike? Jordan Partridge, he wanted to be like Mike. You probably were more Larry Bird. Charles Bird, he was a Larry Bird fan. But I wanted to be like Mike. And I did everything that I could as a teenager to be like Mike. But you see, I had issues. Camille probably still thinks I have issues. But you see, the two main issues as a teenage boy was I realized fairly quickly in my illustrious basketball career that God didn't bless me with the same skill set that he blessed Michael Jordan with on a basketball court. The second issue I worked at fairly quickly was that I wasn't 6'6". And I don't think I ever will be. So I had a problem. You see, I wanted to run like Mike. I wanted to jump like Mike. I wanted to shoot like Mike. And ultimately, I wanted to dunk like Mike in people's faces like Mike. I wanted to be like Mike. I wanted to imitate everything that he did on the basketball court. And maybe some of you were the same in your teenage years. Maybe not Michael Jordan. Maybe it was a football star or maybe even a movie star or a celebrity or something like that. You grew up wanting to be like a certain person. For me, it was Michael Jordan. And you know, the world is full of imitations or imitators. Imitations are something derived or copied from the original. Derived or copied from the original. Now, if you've maybe traveled throughout the world fairly extensively, you'll know that there are a lot of imitations out in the world when you travel, namely clothing or shoes. There are a lot of imitations out there. And I just want to highlight a couple that I found on the internet this week. Have you heard of the clothing company Adidas? We've all heard of that Adidas. Okay, I just want to show you what's out there around the world. This is a pair of shoes. Instead of Adidas, we have Adidas, an imitation. The next one, we got a shirt. This is Adidas. Hang on, we got Adidas. We have a problem. Adidas, it's an imitation. The next one, we got a jumper. And this is Adidas. Adidas, great clothing company. Adidas represent. And we got one more. This is a sticker, Adidas. Avivas. It's good. There's imitations out there. And I want to show you one more slide tonight. And this is, of course, of the world's most famous beagle. And his name is Snoopy. Snoopy. Isn't that cute? Snoopy. You can buy a bat, not Snoopy, but Snoopy. The world is full of imitations, and there's many more on the internet. There's some funny stuff out there. I have fun looking up them during the week. Imitations. But as we read in Ephesians 5, chapter 1, we are called to be imitators of God. Called to be imitators of God. And I want to take it one step further tonight, if we will. I believe we're called to be imitators of God, but then reflect his character or his attributes in our lives. See, it's no good just to be an imitator of God if it stops there. I believe we're called to then reflect what we've learned, who we are in Christ to those around us. Going back to the 90s once more, it's like walking down memory lane for me tonight. I've probably fast forward a few years, I was probably in my late teens when this song came out. For us in youth group, this is at a different church, this was like an anthem for us at the time. It was a song by Planet Shakers called Reflector. Does anyone remember that song? I want to be a reflector. I want to shine your glory. That's how you had to sing. You had to, I want to let the whole world know that you're living in me. I want to burn with your fire. Shine my light a little brighter. I want to let the whole, Dave, you need to sing this, that, Jesus. And then at the end, you can't just sing, Jesus lives in me. You had to shout it, Jesus lives in me. Oh, it was amazing. It was back in the time where It was cool to let the rest of the congregation know that you could clap in triplets. Jesus, And the other song that was going around was, My Redeemer Lives. And my Memory Lane, the 90s. How good were the 90s? I want to be a reflector. I want to shine your glory. Back then it was a song for me and we used to sing it week after week at youth group. But I got thinking about that song during the week. We are called to imitate God and then reflect His glory. Another word for glory there is character, attributes, mercy, faithfulness, righteousness, love. I want to be a reflector. I want to shine your character and attributes in love and glory. Okay, you're with me. I'm losing you. It's okay. But that's the title of my message tonight. I want to be a reflector. It's kind of cool when you can sing your title, don't you think? I should do this more often. I want to be a reflector, be an imitator of God, and then reflect His character through me into day-to-day life. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 to 16, reading out of the Message Bible, it says, As obedient children, let yourselves be pulled into a way of life shaped by God's life. There it is. I love this. A life energetic and blazing with holiness. Blazing with holiness. I am holy, you be holy. That's what God says. I am holy, you be holy. Amen. And you see, imitating God goes beyond just thinking about God, admiring God, adoring God. That is all important. Please hear what I'm saying here. But it goes beyond that and it goes into a practical application of this imitation of God. It can't just stop with us. It's got to be a practical and action point to what we're receiving from God. I want to pick it up. If you've got your Bibles open again, if you look at the last verse of chapter 4. Paul is kind of piggybacking off this last verse of chapter 4. And this is the application, the practical application for you and I. In Ephesians 4 and verse 32, Paul says, Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. That's an application, a practical application right there. Be kind to one another. Be considerate, be compassionate to one another, be forgiving of one another. It's an action point that Paul is reminding we are to live our lives like. You see, God's behavior towards us is our measure of behavior towards everyone else in our world. I'm going to say that again because it's good. God's behavior towards us is the measure that we are to use in our behavior towards those in our worlds as well. The measure that He lavished His love upon us, that's the same measure that He calls us to love upon those in our worlds. Amen. So verse 1 says that we are to imitate God as His dearly loved children. That is so cool. We are God's dearly loved children. We're not slaves. We're not slaves in God's kingdom. We are His children, sons and daughters of the Most High God. And we're not just forgotten children, but we're dearly loved children. And who knows that children are natural imitators? Parents here tonight, you will know that. That children are natural imitators. There's just something on the inside of kids that they just want to imitate, especially you as parents. I remember, it was probably a couple of years ago now, at the end of one of our services here at Bayside Church, I remember little Trinity Buckingham. At the end of the service, one day I saw her. She grabbed her dad's Bible, Pastor Rob's Bible, and she was up here on the platform. She was holding it above her head and she was preaching a sermon. What was she doing? She was imitating her dad. Children are natural imitators. I remember my dad, when I was younger, again, on every Saturday morning, my dad used to coach tennis lessons. He used to give tennis lessons for kids every Saturday morning. And I remember when I was old enough, I just couldn't wait to get out onto that tennis court every Saturday morning with Dad and copy Dad, imitate Dad. So here I was trying to take tennis lessons for these little kids. I was imitating what my father was doing on Saturday morning. Children are natural imitators, and we as God's children are called to imitate our Heavenly Father. Can you say amen? Amen. We're also called to be guided, to be corrected and directed by our Heavenly Father, just as natural parents do to their kids. I came across this quote during the week, and it's from the theologian Charles Spurgeon, and I love it. It says, "If we are imitators of God as dear children, people will be compelled to recollect that there is a God, for they will see His character reflected in ours." His character reflected in ours. You see, Charles Spurgeon loved the song, "I want to be a reflector." He was a reflector for God. And that's what we're called to be as well. Let's move on to verse 2. Verse 2 says, "We are called to live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." Live a life of love. We're going to do that again. Live a life of
love.
Love. Turn to the person on your right and say, "Live a life of love." Turn to the person on your left and say, "Live a life of love." We are all called to live a life of love. We're called to live as Jesus lived. You know, Jesus lived a life of love. Jesus' life was all about loving people. We are also called to that life, and a love that is self-sacrificing, a love that is self-giving, that's the kind of love that we are called to live. Live a life of love. And it's interesting then if we read on through this chapter 5, Paul then, he references a contrast to walking in love. And he references conduct that is not fitting for us. And let me just read this out. It's going to be on the screen behind me so you can follow. I'm just reading verses 3 to 7 out of the Message Bible. I like how Eugene Peterson has written this. So verses 3 to 7 out of the Message. Paul says, "Don't allow love to turn into lust, setting off a downhill slide into sexual promiscuity, filthy practices, or bullying greed. Though some tongues just love the taste of gossip, those who follow Jesus have better uses for language than that. Don't talk dirty or silly. That kind of talk doesn't fit our style. Thanksgiving is our dialect. You can be sure that using people or using religion or things just for what you can get out of them, the usual variations on idolatry, will get you nowhere, and certainly nowhere near the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of God. So don't let yourselves get taken in by religious smooth talk. God gets furious with people who are full of religious sales talk, but want nothing to do with Him. Don't even hang around people like that." I don't know about you, but I too am sick of religious sales talk. Amen? I want to be an imitator of the real deal, the real thing. I want a real relationship with my Heavenly Father. Now, in saying that, that's quite a strong passage that Paul is speaking here. And I just want to make it clear as to what he's actually saying. You see, Paul gives us this list of, you know, uncleanliness and filthy language and fornication, etc. And we're just going to make sure what Paul isn't saying, what he isn't saying is avoid all these things and then you'll become a saint. He isn't saying that. Paul's reminding us, it's actually the other way around. Paul's reminding us, hey, You're already a saint. If you've given your life to Jesus, you've been saved and restored by his redemptive power, you're already a saint. Hey, go and live your life in a fitting manner. You see, we are all already saints. Do you believe that? We are saints. That's the baseline. That's the foundation. If we believe that Jesus died on a cross for you and I, and through the resurrection of 3 days later, he's alive in us, then we are saints. That's the foundation. That's the baseline. If we've given our life to Jesus, we are saints. Now live our lives according to that. Live our lives in a fitting manner according to that knowledge, according to that truth. Amen? Amen. We are saints. Here tonight. Let's keep reading back in your Bibles in the NIV version if you've got it. Verse 8. This is a really interesting verse, and I won't go into it in too much detail tonight. I'm just going to kind of helicopter over the top of it, but it's a really interesting verse. You might want to do some research of your own throughout the week. But Paul says in verse 8, he says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light." I find it interesting. You see, Paul doesn't say here, "You were once in darkness." Paul says, "You were once darkness." Hang on a minute. You were once darkness. But the good news is there's a flip side to that, because he also says that now, having been saved and restored by Christ, you are now not just in light, but you are light in the Lord. I want to speak that over every single one of you tonight, that you are light in the Lord. You are light in the Lord to your family. You are light to the Lord in your workplace or your university or your school. You're not just in the light, you are light. So wherever you go, you bring the light of God with you. Darkness has to flee where there is light. Amen? And we are light in the Lord. Those of you joining us via live stream, you are light in the Lord wherever you go. Whatever you're doing right now, you are carrying the light of God. Remember, we are imitating God and reflecting that into those people around us. We are reflecting the light of God because we are light. Amen. Amen. We are children of light. We're not just in the light, we are light. When you walk into a room, things happen, things change. Why? Because you are light. You're spreading God's light because you're a reflector of his glory. Amen. Makes me happy. I want to be a reflector. You know, my aim tonight is to, I do have an ulterior motive. It's evil Jacob coming out. I want you all to go home singing that in the car. I want to be a reflector. You're going to sing it like that. You can't sing it nice. You're going, I want to be a reflector. Sorry. I'm having fun. I'm sorry. Sorry, Pastor Rob, if you're watching. Forgive me. I want to be... Walking in the light. Live as children of light. You know, walking in the light means walking in wisdom. Walking in wisdom. Let's just skip down a few verses to verse 15 and 16. And we'll just make note as well. From verse 22 in your Bibles, you'll see that the rest of the chapter talks about wives and husbands. We're not going to be touching on that tonight, but we will in the coming weeks. Where after the Ephesians series, we're going to start a new series all about relationships, which is going to be exciting. And we're going to be covering all of the content in there. So, that's just to get you excited about what's upcoming. But let's have a look at verses 15 and 16. Paul says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity." We are called to live a life of wisdom. We are called to be wise. You know, the Bible says a lot about wisdom. It's full of wisdom. Proverbs in particular, I love the Proverbs. And in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 7, King Solomon, I reckon King Solomon's got a a really good sense of humor. I reckon this verse is quite funny, but it just appeals to me. You may not get that. But I like this because King Solomon, he says, listen to this. I reckon it's funny. The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom. What? Hang on a minute. The beginning of wisdom. I want to get wisdom. The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom. Okay, I reckon that's funny. And then, so how do you get wisdom? Well, in James chapter 1 and verse 5, it says, if anyone lacks wisdom, they should ask God, who gives generously to all. God is the giver of wisdom. Imitate, reflect, wisdom. We all have wisdom because we have God. We are his children. Wisdom, walking in the light means walking in wisdom. And the second part of that, verse 16, says, make the most of every opportunity. You know, we all have daily opportunities to live a life of love. We all have opportunities. You know, sometimes I think, oh, Lord, we pray, you know, Lord, give me opportunities, give me opportunities. But we miss the opportunities that are staring us right in the face. We all have opportunities every single day to live a life of love, to imitate the love of our Heavenly Father. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10, it says, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. And just in closing tonight, I might just get the band to come up if you will. I just want to tell you a story that I really think sums up everything that I'm talking about here tonight, imitators of God and reflecting his character in a story. And it's a story that I heard probably a month or so ago now on a Tuesday morning in our staff prayer meetings. And Veronica Dogliotti, she's down here tonight. What an amazing lady of the faith. She's a stalwart here at Bayside Church. She's amazing. Many of you will know Veronica. Many of you will have had a phone call from Veronica. She works here at the church midweek. And Veronica was telling us this story, and I've got her permission to share it with you all tonight. Veronica goes to the gym each week regularly, and she's noticed that over about a year. I'm going to read this so I get this right. But over the past year, she's been going on the same days and the same classes, and she started to develop this friendship with some other ladies at her gym in the same classes. So much so that now Veronica is invited to do coffee with these ladies after the gym class has finished. And it's interesting because the group has really accepted Veronica. Now we know why that is, because she's amazing and she is light, amen, and she reflects the glory of God everywhere she goes. We know that. The ladies don't know that. They just think she's an amazing person, which she is. They know that she works at Bayside, but Veronica doesn't bring this up in conversation that much at all. It's interesting though that when maybe one of the ladies is going through a difficult time in life, maybe in family situation or work situation, the first person that these ladies turn to, Veronica. Even to the point of being asked, hey, Veronica, can you just pray for me in this situation? It's amazing. So Veronica is just naturally planting seeds with these women, a little invitation to Women United here, a little Bayside Life magazine there, and just living a normal life of love. That's the key, a life of love towards these ladies. You see, Veronica is imitating God and reflecting God's character through her and just living a life of love towards these ladies. That is evangelism right there. That is evangelism. Not standing on a corner street with a Bible, shouting everyone down as they're going past. That is evangelism, living a life of love, being normal to people in everyday situations. Now, are the ladies coming to Bayside yet? No, they're not. But that's not the main point. The main point is that the ladies feel a genuine love towards them from Veronica. Why? Because she is just imitating God, reflecting his mercy, his faithfulness, his righteousness, his everything onto these ladies. She is living a life of love. And I believe tonight that it's not just Veronica that can do that. I believe that every single one of us also can live a life of love, be an imitator of God, reflect his character in our day-to-day lives, and live a life of love towards everyone we come in contact. We don't need religious sales pitches. Be done with religious sales pitches. We don't need no Bible bashing. We definitely don't need no weird, freaky, spooky Christianity going on. We don't need that. The world has got enough of that. What we need is just genuine love towards others. As Jesus lived, genuine love, self-giving, self-sacrificing love towards others. So simple. And I just love that story with Veronica because it just sums up what we've been talking about here tonight. God has already given us opportunities. I pray that our eyes are open to make the most of those, to be imitators of God, reflect his character, and live a life of love. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's pray. If we just have our heads bowed and eyes closed. Father, we just thank you for your word. Thank you that it is alive. Lord, I thank you that it is so simple and so practical for us tonight, Lord God. Father, we just thank you that we are your dearly loved children. And Lord, I ask that you help us to imitate you and not let it stop there, but reflect your character, your attributes, and allow us to live a life of love everywhere we go. Father, I ask that you open up our eyes to see the opportunities that you have given to us daily, every single day, to spread your love. And Father, I ask that you give us strength to the best of our ability, be imitators and reflectors of you. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this weekly message audio podcast. If you'd like to listen to more messages and find out more information, check out our website at www.baysidechurch.com.au. Church has changed. Check it out.